This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettelia along with Steve Geller, Charlie Long. Steve, I'll go to you first in triple option.
Well, gentlemen, if you can't beat them, try to ban them. The NFL Executive Vice President of Football Operations, Troy Vincent, said today that one team has submitted a proposal to ban the play we know as the tush push.
Packers are the one.
There you go. NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero revealed the team is the Green Bay Packers. The play's been effective for the Eagles so much that Jalen Hurts finished for a tie for fifth most rushing touchdowns. That's with 14 this past season. We saw the Eagles pull it off in the Super Bowl as well for a touchdown. Now, many other clubs have attempted to replicate the play, but nobody's done it as well as Philadelphia. Now, the Packers contingent, they have a month to prepare their arguments before the annual league meetings, which will kick off March 30th. I'm interested to see what happens with this. I just would imagine that most teams feel the way I think most fans do, is like, you just got to figure out a way to stop it. You can't just ban the play from the NFL. I don't think it's that worthy where you need to make it illegal.
Okay, if it was a advantage just for the Eagles, I understand, but it's not. Anybody can do it. You got to get the right personnel to do it.
I know the Bills do it a little too with Josh Allen.
The Bills do it a lot. Yeah. And if I had a 6'5", 250-pound quarterback, I'd do it a lot also. Charlie?
Guys, I'm going with D1 Baseball's most recent top 25 ranking. Okay, the SEC. We talk about how dominant they are all the time, and this proves that 11 of the top 25 baseball teams in the country from one conference, Texas A&M at number one, LSU at number two, Tennessee at number three, Arkansas at number four, so they have each of the top four teams. Virginia's gotten off to a slow start, by the way, guys. I don't know if you all have realized that. They were like the number two team preseason. I think they've fallen. They're off to like a 3-4 start or something like that. At number six is Georgia. Eight is Florida. 14, Vanderbilt. 15, Texas. 16, Oklahoma. 18, Mississippi State. And rounding out the top 25 at 24 is Ole Miss. 11 of the top 25 teams in the country early on, guys. And, you know, we talked with Jay a couple weeks ago, and he mentioned it's going to be a gauntlet once again, and it looks like it will be.
Yeah, and that messes with your concentration. That's why every day you better be prepared to see what you get in front of you. I'll answer a couple of the texts. First of all, for 4424, thank you so much. I appreciate the compliment on the articles written on the history of the 10 Super Bowls in New Orleans that I did for Rouse's and in their magazine. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. And, man, to get that. And Bob Rossler was the one that actually told Buddy DiLiberto and I the story. He was actually in the room when they were pitching this, and Dave Dixon, who was there, also confirmed it and how they got it. And a lot of it, he didn't get a lot of recognition for it. Al Hurt. Al was a big part of helping get that Super Bowl to come here in New Orleans. And he said, hey, you bring it here to New Orleans, I'll play for free. NFL's all for free. I mean, they're like everybody else. I'll take that free. Also, we have one of the Texas ask, Mike, any chance that the Saints get Aaron Rodgers? Guys, I'll let y'all answer that.
No.
There ain't no way.
He wants a contender.
Don't be surprised if Matt Stafford starts chasing money.
Oof.
And now his agent's involved in looking around, trying to get him $50 million a year. If he starts chasing money, which I don't think is the greatest idea at his stage in his career, you look at the teams that are after you, the Giants, the Titans. Now, the Steelers got a little bit better talent, but, man, their offensive line isn't great. Man, I think I'd want to stay with the Rams. Who gave the Eagles the toughest time during the playoffs? The Rams.
Right.
Man, they took them to the limit. They really did.
Jalen Carter won that game at the very end, Mike.
At the very end, Jalen made a few plays there. But if somehow, some way, Stafford is dealt, don't be surprised Aaron Rodgers goes out west. Try to make it a two-year run and try to do this similar to Tom Brady and what he did in Tampa. Man, the Rams got some talent. And now they got a bunch of draft choices to kind of pile up to help him also.